It's the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder here. We got Ex-Girlfriend by No Doubt in the 3 o'clock hour. And when you hear it, be caller 20. You'll win a trip for two to Las Vegas to see No Doubt at the Sphere. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? We have People Are Dumb on the show today. A woman robbing a Walmart left her purse in the shopping cart. We have another Walmart robber story for What's Up with Florida. He locked his keys in his getaway car. We also have great news about an adopted dog. We have the 420 catch of the day, our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got your tickets for Justice this weekend at the Forum. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
No.
In a word, astounding.
We are going to send you to Las Vegas to see No Doubt at the Sphere. You'll get airfare for two, you'll get a hotel, you'll get tickets to see No Doubt. And that's coming up at the 3 o'clock hour this afternoon when you hear Ex-Girlfriend be caller 20 and win those tickets.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
Last week, 18-year-old Alaya Jenkins went to the Walmart in Shores and began stealing a variety of items in her shopping cart. She was hiding them underneath bath towels, and she made her way through the store. She collected about $300 worth of merchandise while she used a juvenile as a lookout for loss prevention employees. That juvenile should be fired, however, because after she passed all the points of sale at the front of the store, she was confronted by loss prevention employees. They saw her and watched her steal the merchandise, concealing it in bath towels. Jenkins claimed that she'd paid for the items and then turned and ran. There's nothing better to me than somebody turning and running. That is truly your last gasp effort. Oh, incidentally, she left her purse in the shopping cart, which had her ID and her social security card and everything else they needed to identify her. But she wasn't finished. The next day, she called to say that her friend borrowed her car, and when she brought it back, the purse was missing. Oh, and also her friend told her that she had been caught stealing from Walmart. However, it turns out in Walmart, they have something called security cameras, and they were able to tell that it was her, and the deputies responded to her home and placed her under arrest. She was out on bond for a grand theft of a firearm from earlier this year, so that was revoked. She was booked into the Marion County Jail and held without bond.
Fail! Epic fail.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I am not a huge baseball fan, although everybody I know is a Dodgers fan, so I am very closely watching these series. I think it was 7 or 8 years ago I was watching 60 Minutes, and they were doing a profile on a baseball player out of Japan. And I thought, that's a weird topic for a news show like 60 Minutes to cover. What is so special about this guy? And they did this whole in-depth thing about how he was a pitcher and also was a hitter.
The most fearsome starting pitcher in Japanese baseball is a 22-year-old named Shohei Ohtani. The most prolific hitter in Japanese baseball is a 22-year-old named Shohei Ohtani. Last year, he won the league's home run derby and threw its fastest pitch ever. Already a sensation across the Pacific, Ohtani is largely unknown here. But Japan's two-way mystery man is expected to come to the majors at the end of this season, where he vows to continue his unlikely moonlighting act, batting left and pitching right. Should he pull it off, Ohtani will become the first major leaguer in a century to figure in a team's starting rotation and in its everyday hitting lineup. The last such player was a guy named Babe Ruth.
Shohei Ohtani on Friday night had maybe the best baseball game anyone's ever had, especially in the playoffs for the Dodgers. He hit three home runs, and the dude that caught the third home run is in the news.
Imagine being an owner of Dodgers history. Well, a Santa Fe Springs man walked away from game four of the NLCS with Shohei Ohtani's third home run ball of that game.
Yeah, he sent three pieces of history into the stands on that night.
Crazy.
The home run coming in. What was likely the best performance we have ever seen in a playoff game by any player? Eyewitness News reporter Tim Pulliam has more on what that lucky man is planning to do with the ball.
Ohtani, oh! Did he? Ohtani! Ohtani has done it again! His third home run!
This This moment Friday night sent fans in a frenzy. Shohei Ohtani hit three home runs, helping the Dodgers advance to the World Series. A historic night for the team and for David Flores. The longtime fan caught Shohei's third ball.
I just had a Dodger hat on and all camouflage. Maybe that's why I caught the ball, because nobody see me and the ball came right to me.
The catch has been life-changing for the sports fan, who's a professional boxing coach in Santa Fe Springs.
My phone is going off. My phone is ding, 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 nonstop.
And here's the coveted ball from Shohei's legendary postseason performance.
I'm very happy that that this happened to me in my life.
Of course. The ball came right to this one dude.
Because now, David Flores has big plans for this lucrative piece of history.
I'm going to say this in the most humble way possible. I'm looking to sell the ball.
Sell the ball. So then they ask an expert, how much could that ball be worth?
How much is this ball worth?
I mean, the market will tell us, but my initial estimation on that ball, due to the historic relevance of what happened on Friday night, I think it's $3-5 million plus. It was the most historic, I think, single player performance in any baseball game, let alone an NLCS clinching game.
Mike Keys is COO with SCP Auctions. He says before David can cash in, the images of him catching the ball will have to be reviewed and authenticated by a forensic firm that partners with an auction company. After that, David would have to take a lie detector test.
I did that with Clyde Alley and I failed.
It was just another great day for Dodger baseball and for MLB. And for history.
And perhaps for the luckiest guy right now in L.A., a soon-to-be multimillionaire.
That hasn't hit me yet, to be honest.
The hour for you to win tickets to go to Las Vegas to see No Doubt at the Sphere, which will be a great show. You're listening for Ex-Girlfriend by No Doubt, then be caller 20, and you'll win from the world-famous K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Joe.
Joe, no you doubt. Are caller 20.
Yeah! Awesome!
You got a trip to see No Doubt at the Sphere in Las Vegas.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Round trip, airfare, two-night stay, and tickets to see No Doubt at the Sphere. Have you seen video of the Sphere, or have you been there?
I haven't actually been there personally, but every time I go to Vegas, I see it, like walking by, driving by.
It's impossible to miss, isn't it? What's your game when you go to Vegas?
Yeah, just a slot machine.
Slot machines? Preparing for retirement.
Yeah, I don't really do the whole blackjack poker thing, mostly because I don't know how, but my friend here knows how. Yeah, blackjack, I used to be really good.
Your friend there is going to come with you?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, very cool. You won the tickets. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kevin.
You bet. Hold on, okay? Congratulations to Joe Gilmore. Just won that ticket, that prize package for a trip for two to Las Vegas to see No Doubt at the Sphere, which is going to be a great show. Let's do some great news.
Just when you think everything sucks and the world is falling down. It's time for Kevin's great news.
This is a great news story about man's best friend, a dog named Eeyore. This was in Florida. An 86-year-old woman went out for a walk with the dog, and her husband got very worried because she was gone for a little over an hour. And she usually goes 15 to 20 minutes. So he called the police, and this is him.
She just takes that dog, but she never takes more than 10 or 15 minutes. It's almost an hour now. It's over an hour now.
Okay. Do you know what breed the dog is?
The dog's just a 100-pound dog. Okay.
The guy doesn't know what breed Eeyore is, but he knows he's a big dog and that his 86-year-old wife went out walking with the dog. So the sheriff's deputy, Devon Miller, went out driving in the neighborhood to see if she could find any sight of this woman or the dog.
There's the dog. Hi, baby. Where's your mama?
The dog walked up to the police car to get the officer's attention and to bring the officer to the woman who needed help.
Where were you when found you?
I was in front of that house right there.
So she finds the 86-year-old woman who had fallen down, and the woman wants to know how on earth the dog got the deputy to come to her aid.
I was right out here.
And the dog brought you over?
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't leave. He kept coming back to me.
The dog literally wouldn't leave her side because he knew she needed help.
Mm-hmm. He ran up to my car and I said, bring me to your mommy, and he ran back here. Good boy.
Oh, sweetheart.
Good boy. Very good boy.
I'm not even his owner. I'm his grandmother.
Oh, you're such a good boy. You're so good.
Oh, Eeyore, you're a good boy. Grandma loves you.
Good boy, Eeyore.
And the dog named Eeyore probably saved that woman's life, and that's great news. This is Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday, with three things at four on the way.
I'm going to tell you a story about a woman who slapped a deputy in order to help her quit smoking.
Can't wait. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with the 420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holliday is here with three things at four.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, criminals broke into the Louvre Museum in Paris yesterday morning and stole jewelry belonging to Napoleon and the former French royal family. Here is the story.
The breaking news from Paris, thieves staging a heist at the Louvre Museum targeting priceless jewelry displays. And ABC's Marcus Moore has more on that. Good morning again, Marcus.
Hey, Jill, good morning. These details are still coming in, but here's what we know right now. This was a bold and sophisticated robbery. It happened at the Louvre this morning as it was opening. The robbery reported around 9:30. Authorities say three to four robbers arrived at the museum in Paris, used a ladder at one point, and a freight elevator to reach the Apollo room. Their authorities say they broke windows and used small chainsaws to steal jewelry, the crown jewels. The robbery itself lasted about 7 minutes, and nine pieces of invaluable jewelry were taken. Those robbers took off on motorbikes. Now, one American witness who was there when this happened described the chaos. She says she saw the police running into the museum, which was eventually evacuated and is still shut down. On a Sunday like this, the museum sees tens of thousands of visitors. So for them to close it is truly extraordinary. Now, there were no injuries reported, and now there's an urgent manhunt for the suspects. The interior minister said their team of robbers seemed highly trained.
Ooh.
Gotta be honest, I love this story.
I know. You know I love a good heist, yep. But this also makes me really sad at the same time. You know, I'm excited for the Netflix movie, though.
Absolutely.
That'll be great. Number two, a California woman waited outside Sacramento County Jail for hours so she could slap a deputy and get arrested. The 31-year-old woman told officers she did it on purpose because she wanted to go to jail to quit smoking. Since tobacco isn't allowed inside the jail, she figured it was the only way to kick the habit. She was sentenced to 63 days behind bars. Now, that's got to be the most extreme and effective cold turkey plan ever.
It sounds that way, but there are smokes in jail.
There usually are. You can definitely get some cigarettes.
Yes.
So, good luck to
that's
her.
That's pretty
funny. I hope she quit. Number three, a 70-year-old Italian man has been accused of defrauding the state by pretending to be blind for over five decades.
50 years!
During which time he collected more than 1 million euros in disability payments. The fraud was uncovered when police conducted cross-checks that flagged the case. Authorities decided to follow and video record the man. The footage report showed him actively performing gardening work with dangerous tools and meticulously inspecting produce at a local market. The man now faces charges of fraud, and many questions have been raised in the state's oversight of disability payments. I'm Megan Holliday. That was three things at four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is the first new song from Cannons since their 2023 album Heartbreak Highway. It's called All I Need. And vocalist Michelle Joy revealed that her first take was recorded in complete darkness during a power outage, which captured an emotional rawness that shaped the final version. It's All I Need, it's Cannons, and it's the 420 catch of the day on the world-famous K-Rock. That is a brand-new song from Cannons called All I Need. It is the 420 catch of the day today on K-Rock. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
And we are so excited because we can do phone topics again.
Yes, we can.
Woo!
We're going to take your stories. We're going to give you tickets for Justice Saturday night at the Forum.
Yes, sir.
Coming up on K-Rock. Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
Time to take your phone calls again, this time for tickets to see Justice Saturday night at the Forum. Friday night was game four of the Dodgers-Brewers, and the Dodgers swept the Brewers, and Shohei Ohtani was superhuman.
Oh, my God.
Pitched, I think, 6 innings, 10 strikeouts, 3 home runs. Like, the guy beat the Brewers kind of by himself.
I want that energy.
And this guy in the right field pavilion is the guy that caught the third home run of Shohei Ohtani.
I just had a Dodger hat on. And all camouflage. Maybe that's why I caught the ball, because nobody see me. And the ball came right to me.
The catch has been life-changing for the sports fan, who's a professional boxing coach in Santa Fe Springs.
My phone is going off. My phone is ding, 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 nonstop.
And here's the coveted ball from Shohei's legendary postseason performance.
I'm very happy that this happened to me in my life.
Because now, David Flores has big plans for this lucrative piece of history.
I'm going to say this in the most humble way possible. I'm looking to sell the ball.
I mean, listen,
woo!
You want to hold on to that ball if you're a Dodger fan.
Yeah.
But if it's worth what they're estimating, which is $3 to $5 million.
No way.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. Imagine, like, somebody has the second home run. I've not heard anything about the first or second home runs.
Imagine
they are just as lucky, caught a home run, but they aren't this guy.
Wow.
His name is David Flores from Santa Fe Springs. And we want to talk about your most prized keepsake. Doesn't have to be this particular thing. It can be a pick, a guitar pick, a drumstick.
Just something that has meaning to you.
It has a lot of meaning to you. It can be your mom's ring, like whatever it happens to be. Your most prized keepsake, 800-520-1067. You call, and we will take your calls for the next hour. And
the most entertaining call, where you're going to see Justice at the Forum on Saturday night.
K-Rock, you have a prized keepsake?
I have a family ring, a wedding band that goes back 6 generations.
Whoa.
See, that scares me, because I don't want to be the person to lose the 6th generation ring.
Yes. I know. It's on me now.
Wow.
Do you keep it in a safe, or where do you keep it?
Do you wear it?
I do not wear it. I'm nervous about that. But I have it at home in a little safe jewelry box.
And what's your address?
So we are taking your phone calls. We want to know about your most prized keepsake.
800-520-1067. And the best call gets tickets for Justice Saturday night at the Forum. It is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday taking your phone calls about your most prized keepsake.
And the most entertaining call, you're going to see Justice this Saturday at the Forum.
Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
Talking about game four of the Dodgers-Brewers Friday night. Home run number 3 from Shohei Ohtani. David Flores is the guy who caught it from Santa Fe Springs. And so that kind of inspired the phone topic of your most prized keepsake. And the best call.
You're going to go see Justice on Saturday night at the Forum.
All right. K-Rock, hello.
What's up, Kev?
We're taking calls on your most prized keepsake.
Here's one of them.
All right.
I have an autograph from Robert Englund, which was Freddy Krueger. I was an extra in Freddy Krueger Part 5, walked out of the warehouse in Valencia, and he was in a makeup truck sitting there smoking a cigarette in the back of the truck, just chilling. And I was like, I had just picked up the storyboard. They're called storyboards, you know what I mean? It was the ending of that movie.
Right.
And I asked him, will you sign this? He goes, yeah, for sure. So I still have that.
That is a unique thing there, man.
1,000%.
Yeah, it was fun.
Wow.
All right, if I win, I'll just give you it. I'll bring it out to you guys.
All right, perfect.
Oh, hell yeah.
We can be bribed. K-Rock, hello.
Whew. Okay, so my most prized possession that I have, and I have it stored away somewhere underground at my uncle's house, it's a signed pop figure of Linda Blair as Reagan from The Exorcist, signed by her.
Whoa.
That's pretty cool.
And it's buried or what? It's under your uncle's house?
Why is it under a house?
Well, I didn't want it getting anywhere, so I put it in one of those safety boxes that people put their Funko Pops in.
Right.
And then I wrapped it up in some aluminum foil, and then I wrapped it again one more time, and I decided to bury it so no one would ever find it.
Well, hopefully you can find it.
Cut to you digging for days trying to find the Funko Pop.
And you know what? It's been like 6 years since I've been to my uncle's house. I don't remember where it's at, but I know it's under my his house.
Excellent. Oh boy. You do good work.
Brock, hello.
I have a keepsake.
All right, what's your most prized keepsake?
So it would be this Pokemon card. Me and my grandma used to go get Pokemon cards when I was little, and now she used to get a pack for herself, a pack for me. And I opened a pack. I finally got a Charizard. And I've had that thing since I was, say, like 8 years old.
And is that worth a lot?
Now it is, yes.
Wow.
Would you ever part with it?
No.
What
no,
if it was worth $1,000?
It is worth $1,000.
What if it's worth $10,000?
Yeah, it's pushing.
What if it's worth $100,000?
No, I can't do that.
Whoa! Grandma, no. Oh my God, I love you. Loyal.
I was expecting the opposite answer.
Yeah, I love my grandma. No, I can't do that, sir.
Oh, dude, you're the best.
All right, 800-520-1067, your most prized keepsake.
Best call. You're going to see Justice this Saturday night at the Forum.
K-Rock, hello.
I have my father's gold wedding ring, and the last gift my mother bought me was a silver and turquoise ring, and they both passed, and I wouldn't part with them.
Wow, that's very cool. You have one from each.
Yes, sir. So it really means a lot.
Do you keep them in a safe place?
I wear them both every day.
Oh, wow. Love that.
I think of them every day.
That's very sweet.
Aw, love him.
800-520-1067, your most prized keepsakes.
Best call. You're going to go see Justice Saturday night.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
And we are taking your phone calls on your priceless keepsakes. What do you got?
My most prized keepsakes?
Yep.
I have a Wayne Gretzky retirement autographed hat when he retired from the New York Rangers.
That's pretty great.
Oh, yeah.
Anything from Wayne Gretzky is pretty great.
That's got to be worth a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Would you ever sell it?
I hope so. No, I don't think so. I think I'd hold on to it.
And were you actually were there? You got it signed by him?
Actually, my brother did.
That's awesome.
Did you steal it from your brother? Why would he give it to you?
It was in with my dad's stuff. My dad passed away in 2020, so I kept it.
I got you. All right. Yeah. Does your brother know that it exists still?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
All right.
We used to work at the Forum years ago, and we got all kinds of memorabilia.
Oh, that's very cool.
Oh, nice.
You were there when he broke the scoring record and they brought out that Rolls Royce on the ice?
Yes, I was. I was working that night. I was an usher.
What a great gig. K-Rock, hello.
Well, hi there.
Hi.
You have a priceless keepsake?
A signed first edition of Vincent Price's cookbook.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
Wow, that's an odd thing.
So odd, but incredible recipes.
Wow. Have you tried out any yet?
I'm not great at French cooking.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So it can sit there and look nice?
It just sits there. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, of course.
Love it.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, Kevin. Okay, my favorite prized possession is my famous golden hamburger from Carl's Jr. that Carl Cartridge gave it to me as a trophy.
What are you talking about? He gave it to you personally?
No, he was a sponsor of my little league. So instead of having a baseball trophy, we all got a famous star with cheese gold-plated trophy from Carl Cartridge himself.
That is the weirdest item I've heard of yet.
So that, yeah, so I have that, and I still have it on my shelf to this day.
Wow. Why do you love it so much?
It's just because he's one of those famous people that brought Carl Jr. and all the good food, and I love Carl's. And I love Carl Carson.
And I love food. Oh, and I love burgers.
Wow.
What a weird group of things.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Who's the guy that buried the Funko Pop?
Okay, so
he's my favorite.
Yeah, Alfred, he had the signed thing from The Exorcist. Funko Pop buried it under his uncle's house, and we said good luck finding it.
Albert?
Yeah. Alfred.
Alfred, sorry.
Alfred?
Yep, that's me.
All right, well, see, you don't have a Funko Pop anymore, so we're going to give you tickets.
Oh, he did.
Yes, sir. You're going to go see Justice at the Forum on Saturday night.
Nice. Thank you, guys. I these aren't physical tickets, right? Because I was thinking of burying them.
K-Rock, that's it for me. Megan Holliday has you now.
And it's about to get a little wet and wild. So let's go.